Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Spinny Sports Talk. I'm pissed off. The Eagles don't deserve any praise. They don't even deserve my time. They just got blown out on national television, and they got what they deserved. They came out flat. They looked flat. Offense was terrible. Other than one play early in the game to Dallas Goedert, the offense was nothing. Everything was abysmal. The team has no will to win this game, and it was pathetic. Jalen Hurts did not play good at all. Jalen Hurts played poorly and abysmal in this game. The entire team played abysmal. The discipline from this team is something we need to talk about that needs to be addressed immediately. You can't have 14 penalties in a game and expect to win. The Eagles had 8 offensive penalties. They had 6 holding calls, 2 illegal man down field calls. That is on both of those are on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has to know when you get an RPO, you either run, you pass, or you take it yourself. You can't roll out, extend a play, and pass. Then your blockers are already downfield. That's a flag every time. That's on Jalen Hurts to make the right read and know what to do with the football. He did not know what to do with the football at all tonight. At all. Aaron throws, bad offensive line play, a poor, very poor, abysmal offensive line play, pathetic offensive line play. I'm just going to jump right into this before I start freaking out. So we're going to get into the Eagles-Cowboys game here, okay? The first quarter, the defense played very soft, The Cowboys went right down the field. Dak connected with CeeDee Lamb deep at the one-yard line. Very nice play. Picked on Marcus Epps. Kayvon Wallace was out of the game early for the Eagles. Then we had, so it ended up being a one-yard run by Ezekiel Elliott, put the Cowboys up 7. Okay, Eagles have to answer. Eagles start moving down the field a little bit. They have Jalen Reagor deep for the end zone. He makes a nice pass. Jalen Hurts underthrows it by a good 15 yards. It gets picked off by Anthony Brown, who, let me tell you, is not a great corner. But you throw it a cookie up to anybody, they're going to make the catch more than times than not. He has to hit Jalen Reagor deeper there, has to throw it halfway through the end zone, and Jalen Reagor probably runs underneath the football and makes a play and scores a touchdown on that play. But no, Jalen Hurts makes a bad makes a bad toss, and that hurts the Eagles immediately. So now we're going to talk, like, I don't even know where to start. We didn't really have any positives in this game. There weren't many positives. Javon Hargrave, a positive. He was a beast. This was also early, like 7 minutes left in the first quarter, or maybe around 9-minute mark. He forced a fumble, picked up Fletcher Cox, scores a touchdown. That's the Eagles' only touchdown until the fourth quarter. So that's very nice. The Eagles, per Jeff Mosher, by the way, that interception, then touchdown by Fletcher Cox on a fumble. This is per Jeff Mosher. That was the first time ever a turnover, a forced turnover, happened in 3 plays ever before, just like that, to score a touchdown and for a pick. That's also the first turnover and forced turnover for the Eagles in the same just series of plays. We talk about penalties and discipline. The Eagles, again, had 14, 8 on offense, 6 on defense. They couldn't get anything going in this game at all. In this first quarter, they were battling. They were hanging on. Defense made some nice plays later in that quarter. Marcus Epps had a nice play against Dalton Schultz, who we'll talk about him later, had a very big game for the Cowboys. So no one's surprised. No one's surprised. Anyone really surprised? I'm not surprised, that's for sure. They had a big fourth goal stop that was a questionable call. If you remember that play, there was a Dak Prescott sneak on a 4th and 1, 4th and goal, 4th and, I'd say, inches or so. He doesn't get there. And the Eagles get that ball, and then they punt from their own zone. They don't do anything with the ball. After that happens, Cowboys start moving down the field. Marcus Epps in the middle of the field makes one nice play, but he's Marcus Epps. He's not a good safety. He's not a starting quality safety. Touchdown, Dalton Schultz over the top. Easy pickings for Dak Prescott. Eagles need an answer. They get nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all from the Eagles to answer. Nick Sirianni was bad. Nick Sirianni was bad. I don't know how I even brought this up yet. Nick Sirianni and Jonathan Gannon both played abysmal football games tonight that are not acceptable. They're not acceptable games from the play-calling standpoint on the offense or defensive side of the ball. Very pathetic games from both of them. From both of them. I kind of joked about it on Twitter. If you want to follow my Twitter, it's at XR_vision. Pop up as AJ Smith there. Well, I popped it up on Twitter later in the game. I said growing pains. I'm laughing. I'm dying inside. These guys, you can say they're young. Yeah, they're young, coordinators, young head coach, young all around the team, to be honest. The whole team's young. But some of these are just inexcusable and pathetic. And that's what Jonathan Gannon and Nick Sirianni did all game long, was pathetic play calling, abysmal play calling, and not acceptable play calling for NFL standards. That was bad. It was pathetic. It was embarrassing. I'm seeing Jalen Hurts take a snap, have the entire offensive line run out for a screen, and he just sprints the other way with the ball. And then on the next play, I have him just snap the ball and sprint to the right. For what? He didn't want to throw the ball. He just ran. Ran out of bounds. Ran out of bounds for 2 yards. It makes zero sense, the game plan. It makes zero sense. Now, you could argue the game's out of reach, so it doesn't matter. But you got to have something, right? You got to have something more than just give it to your quarterback and let him run. That's pathetic. It's pathetic. The Eagles had there was a moment in this game where the Eagles had a chance. Third and eight, they get a big stop around midfield. Derek Barnett, penalty. Third and three, first down. Couldn't stop anything. It's a Pollard and Zeke show straight down the field. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. You got the Eagles let the Cowboys just run down the field, literally run down their neck. No one's stopping them in sight. The only one playing tonight on defense was Javon Hargrave. That's the only player on defense playing tonight, and it's sad to see. Miles Sanders, the second quarter, and the first quarter, or should I say the first half overall, didn't do anything. He had zero carries, and that's pathetic. That's very pathetic. He had two rushers for 27 yards at the end of the first half, shall I say. So at this point in the game, it's 20-7 Dallas. They're up and down the field. It's a slugfest. They're just going up and down. It's nothing. It's routine for the Dallas Cowboys. The Philadelphia Eagles have no answer, no stop, nothing in sight to help this football team win anything. So they don't do anything. We go to halftime down 20-7. Jalen Hurts come out of half. He's terrible. Misses wide open receiver Dallas Goedert. Then throws an awful pass that is picked. Trayvon Diggs, okay? Here's the play. Jalen Reagor drops back. This is early third quarter, right after half. Throws a pass. It's a simple 5-yard curl route. Devontae Smith trips. The throw's way behind him. Trayvon Diggs jumps in front of Devontae Smith. Takes to the house for 6. People like to blame Devontae Smith on a play like that. No. That's not how this works. The ball was thrown behind him. It was getting picked off. It was red. 3-step drop, toss, boom, dead. Dead to rights. That ball had no chance of being caught. It's pathetic and utterly just disappointing. So, I don't even know what to call it. But we'll move on here. We're going to go over to, after the pick six, the Eagles get the ball back. And, they got maybe a little bit of mojo going. Maybe a tiny bit of mojo going. And Quez Watkins makes a big play. Makes a 31-yard pass play. Goes up on a defender's head, makes a terrific catch. I mean, it was a really good catch by Quez. And he's been a standout player for this team. And he is actually the only one that's been a standout player for this team, and it's pathetic. So, after the Quez catch, we get a little bit of, again, mojo. They get up and down the field. They start using Kenneth Gainwell a little bit, start using their tight end. Zach Ertz gets open for a big play. Zach Ertz had a good drive, two catches on this drive, had a good amount of rack yards, actually, from Zach Ertz. You don't see that very often. He ended up scoring a touchdown in the end of that, in the end of that game, end of that third quarter, I should say. So the Eagles get on the board. They get on the board. At this point, where are we? We are 27-14. So they're down 13. They're on the board. Eagles need to answer. They need to do something to give themselves rejuvenated right back into this game. Dak Prescott comes right back out. And what does Dak Prescott do? What he's been doing all night. Gets right back in rhythm. Eagles can't do a thing. He gets up and down the field. They finally get him in around the 50, around the 45-yard line. They get a big stop on a hold on the Cowboys' end and force a punt. There comes a drive where Jalen Hurts makes a throw towards Devontae Smith, who wants to make a big play for his receiver. Comes up small, doesn't make a catch, a contested catch. Would have been a really nice catch, but doesn't make the play and comes up big for his quarterback. But I digress. It's a tough play. Eagles then force fourth down off a pen. I'm sorry. After that play, they punt once again. They go nowhere. Cowboys have the ball. Eagles force fourth down after a penalty of offsides. And the Cowboys go down the field. Whatever. They're at the goal line. Fourth and goal. They have stopped the run at this point. The Eagles side have rushed three players. They have eight guys in coverage. Eight players in coverage. Our guy's wide open in the end zone for an easy touchdown for Dak Prescott rolling out to his right. That stuff can't happen. If you're going to rush three, everyone needs to be locked. And I mean locked. They can't have room in the back of the end zone to roam and roam free. It's just ridiculous. It's bonkers how they even were competing at all. How they were allowed to show up tonight and play football. They were not prepared. I don't want to hear the BS that they were just tired from being out there for so long. They were not coached. They didn't do anything right. Nothing went right for the Eagles tonight. They had a big play down the field, and what was it? Another penalty where Jalen cannot read an RPO. It was a pass to Quez Watkins to Jalen Reagor down the side, a little touch pass for about 30 yards. It was a nice play. Really nice pass from Jalen Hurts. Good touch on that pass. But again, you either run, you pass, or you take it yourself. He rolls out. Everyone's downfield. He just tosses the ball. That's illegal. You can't do that. It's tough. It's tough for the Eagles, man. It was just really hard to see. I don't even know how to explain it. Trayvon Diggs had every single wide receiver's number tonight that he covered, so he was all over the place. They had 14 penalties. Play calls made zero sense. Just screens for themselves. They had quarterback runs in the middle of nowhere, just running out of bounds for 2 yards, trying to get chippy plays here and there, doing nothing. Chunk plays weren't a thing. Everything was thrown behind the line of scrimmage in the second half. It was boring football. Miles Sanders still had two runs at the end of the game. Corey Clement. I also tweeted this out. I saw this happen. Corey Clement finished with more carries. That's right. You heard it correct. Corey Clement of the Dallas Cowboys finished with more carries than Miles Sanders did all game. That's pathetic. That's not allowed. I can't talk about this team anymore. I'm furious. This is not fun. This was not fun football tonight. They have to look themselves in the mirror and get ready for next week. Next week is not fun. That's against the Kansas City Chiefs. Good luck next week. Good luck, because they're going to freaking need it. Bad. They don't deserve my praise. That's all I have on the Eagles tonight. Pathetic, embarrassing showing to lose 44-14. Not good enough. Not good enough at all. Next Sunday will be very exciting. Hopefully. We'll see. Have a good night.